Nice. Okay, so season one down. Tell me about last season. I guess the first few weeks of the year. How did you find the balance of your activities along with this sort of increased academic load that you end up having in grade 11?
So for season one, I think I was able to manage quite well the load I'd chosen, because some of the activities I've been doing, like, from before, and they carried on, and it's just like part of my regular routine now. Yeah. So, like, marimba I've always been doing, which I'm now doing for my creativity, and it just fits into a lunchtime, which is nice as well. So it doesn't take up that much time. Tennis, I've been playing it for quite a while, so that's just always been like that, and I've managed to fit my workload around it, even though it's after school for quite a significant amount of time. And for the service, I have a service which is in my free, so I'm losing time, which I could be working on the stuff, but I think that the service part, it's been a good experience so far, because I haven't really done anything like it before, and it's actually quite enjoyable, because we're working with little children, and I don't know, it just,
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, overall, you're quite happy having, you're happy to sacrifice a free as opposed to the time after school, do you reckon? That works best for your schedule.
Yeah,
your
I think planning? That's, for me, it's better, because I'd probably be more productive with my work at home than in school and in free blocks, so
sit in the library and not work.
Yeah.
Exactly. Brilliant, all right, yeah, so let's talk about service then. You're doing the 4 p.m. Theme dance stuff. Yeah. So I guess you have the first few weeks to plan everything out, don't you? Quite a while, time to plan it. And then you meet the service partner. And then I guess, tell me about how did you find that? What was being planned compared to what actually happened when you worked with the service partner?
Yeah, so we were planning the whole time before the October break. And then we've had two sessions with the service partner now after. So in the planning stages, we basically split the service up into groups, and we in like partners planned a session which was going to happen with the service partner, and we also went to the service partner one time to like interview the people there to see what we needed to do for the children to be most effective.
So far
my group hasn't led a session yet, but the sessions that have run, the first one was a little bit not all over the place, but not as organized as we would have thought it would have been, because we knew the kids wouldn't be so attentive, but we didn't expect like as much craziness, I guess. But the second session was a lot better, because we took into account what had happened before and changed the session to, instead of focusing more on the curriculum in the beginning, getting to know them personally. So we spent a lot of time doing stuff like names, favorite colors, animals, and just getting to know them.
Yeah.
And their feedback was also that they really enjoyed it. Like, you could see on their faces that they were more excited and wanted to come back with them, like, next week. So, yeah.
You are given a syllabus, aren't you, to follow, I think, by 4 p.m. Did they give you the topics that you have to sort of cover and stuff like that? I mean, I know you've only had two sessions so far, but I guess... Is that you think that's going to be one of the challenges, the engagement versus sort of keeping the syllabus that they want you to deliver?
Yeah, that's probably going to be quite challenging, because currently that's what they want us to cover is like reduce, reuse, recycle type things.
All right, okay.
And the easiest way to probably teach that is in with like a song, like the reduce, reuse, recycle song or something like that. But getting them to learn the lyrics, because they don't speak fluent English yet, because they're quite young, it's quite hard, and they don't really understand completely what it means. So we have to try and develop games and activities around it to help them understand, but also enjoy what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That plus the fact that they're children as well, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. What strengths do you bring, Karen? What do you think you contribute to this service?
I think that I'm quite organized, so in the planning stages, I was able to get everything done on time so that we knew what we'd have to do when we met them and things like that. And I've also done a lot of things with music and artsy stuff in the past, so trying to integrate that with what we're planning was a little bit easier for me, because I knew the kinds of things that we'd have to be teaching.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you want to get out of that service?
I think probably one of the biggest things I want to get out of it is improving my communication skills with other people, but also like a younger age group, because communication in most areas is generally where I find I'm weakest at.
Okay.
So then like building a relationship with someone who I don't really know, I usually find it quite hard. So I think this is a really good way for me to not only help other people, but also myself in improving like how I get to know other people that I'm not really comfortable with. Yeah.
That's gonna be a big part of it, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's awesome. I mean, how do you feel about the relationship side of things? You know, it's a year-long service, and I think the people often, by the end of the year, they talk about the relationships as being key to the success. How can you look to sort of foster those relationships with the students? Is that something on your mind, I guess? Is it sort of very much week by week that you're approaching it?
So we've been approaching it week by week in the beginning, and then now we started to develop a relationship. Like, we have specific buddies within the class. So just like communicating with them, getting to know what their name is, what they like to do, and that will also help us plan activities around them so that they'll enjoy what we plan, and then the relationship gets stronger.
Yeah.
Also with the teachers, we have to make sure that we find a way to make them happy as well, because they want us to teach them the curriculum,
right?
And we have to keep the kids happy by teaching.
Sure.
So it's kind of the same problem there.
Yeah. I mean, how involved are the 4 PM teachers? I guess they very much stand back and lead you to it. Or
yeah, when we're running the sessions, they basically just sit there and watch.
Okay.
But afterwards, they feedback to what we were doing. So like after the first session, they were quite happy, but they said maybe the stuff we were trying to teach was a bit too complicated. So we like changed the level a bit for the next session. So we have adapting around what they want.
That is pretty much every service.
Yeah.
It starts off in you. I think the expectation is it's great that it's so high, but sometimes a big learning point is that you have to just lower your expectations a little bit in terms of maybe complexity of what you're trying to do. Brilliant. You've been doing marimbas for ages, haven't you?
Since grade 9.
Yeah.
So I did music in GCSE as well. So
Fierce on the marimbas. What are you looking to get out of this year? Is it sort of what you do now to relax, or is it very much still like a musical pursuit, or something else you want to get out of doing the marimbas for the year?
It's more just of like something I enjoy.
Yeah.
So like playing music, and then like, because with marimbas especially, you have different people playing different rhythms and melodies that like interlock together, which is like quite interesting to hear.
Yeah.
You don't really hear it with many other types of classical Western music and things like that.
Sure.
Just more an enjoyment thing.
Yeah. Brilliant. No, definitely. I mean, you must be one of the more experienced members of the group now.
Yeah.
How does that change or affect how you are, I guess, in the group?
With marimbas, we always learn it by ear. Like Mr. Lodemar, he plays the thing, and then we just learn it. There's no sheet music or anything to read. So since I've been doing that for a while, I pick it up a lot easier than some other people might. So then once I'm able to play it fluently, sometimes I help other people who don't know or can't understand the rhythm or the notes that I have to play as easily, so that we can we'll learn our parts faster and then put it together more efficiently. Yeah.
Is that a role you're comfortable assuming?
More so now,
yeah.
But like in the beginning, it's a bit hard to, because I have to learn my own part first as well, and then like trying to find anyone who. It's easy with grade 11s because I know who they are, but with the grade 9s and 10s if they're in there, so it's a bit harder, yeah.
Yeah. Very fair. And you're also in Science Society this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that. What's going on with Science Society?
So it's just like each week we go to one of the rooms and then someone give a presentation about something going on in science this year, or what was happening in science in the past, or hear something about the Nobel Prize in physics and things like that. So just like keep understanding stuff about science that's happening now or happened in the past is what we're doing primarily so far.
I mean, what are you looking to get out of it? What are you looking to, like, commitment of a lot of time for, what, two seasons or a whole year?
I think it's two seasons. Science is my favorite subject, like, just sciences. And probably going to end up doing some type of science mathsy thing in university as well. So, just to, like, I guess, improve my knowledge and, because I'm interested in it, it's not something like I have to go to every week, but like something, it's quite interesting to see how science is applied in life. So
definitely. Have you presented yet?
No, it's in the beginning half. It was all about all the like people who ran it from like last year. So then we haven't had one this term. We lost it to.
Three conferences.
I'll have one tomorrow. So, but I think now we're going to start the group that's not running it.
Cool, nice. And then the last thing that you're going to is tennis tryouts are starting. What's the goal for tennis this year?
Well, in terms of the school team, 15 of the 20 slots have already been taken up by pre-season.
Okay.
I didn't try out for pre-season.
Okay.
Apparently, tennis is the only thing you have to try out for in pre-season.
Right.
So now there's 15 people trying out for 5 spots, and just getting on the team would be great.
Yeah.
People got cut already yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I'm still there, so that's great. But even if I don't make it, I still continue outside of school anyway, so yeah.
The tryouts are just what, everyone playing games, or you're also doing drills and stuff like that as well?
It's like half court games, 7, and then 1 up, 1 down, so like, people on the top court generally stay. I was there yesterday, so hopefully I stay there, because yesterday the preseason kids weren't there, now they will be on Wednesday, so
show them how it's done. What team did you play in last year for tennis?
Last year I played in the... last year I didn't play in school, I played a tournament outside of school with my... the academy I train at, they create like a team, and then we applied to this like junior JTTL, the tennis tournament out here. So I did that last year.
Well, getting to this year be a bonus as well.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of cast and stuff, you'll be covered anyway. I'm sure it should be nice to play in school as well.
Yeah.
Right, is there anything else coming up this year that you're looking forward to in terms of your cast, something that you want to do? I mean, you're ticking off all the requirements, that's not the issue at all, it's just is anything that you want to
do? I think I'm generally doing just like all the things I'm doing now, they're things I like to do. I do piano, ITP as well.
Oh yeah.
So it's another music thing
I
enjoy. Project week, I guess. I want to see how that is.
Yeah.
Don't exactly know where I want to go yet.
No.
But
something for the next couple of weeks to sort of try and lock down, I think. And you know, I mean, when you look at how you're spending your time, you've got a full year of service. You've got, I'm sure, a full year of tennis you're doing outside of school.
Yeah.
2 seasons of your sort of science types and leadership, and then you're doing the numbers all the way through the year as well.
Yeah.
You know, you've got such a nice spread across the creativity after service that you're kind of free to do whatever you want with your project week. You know, if there's just a service passion that you have, or if there's a particular activity you're involved in somewhere, but you've kind of got free reign, which is more than lots of students have. So, requisition on stuff. Brilliant.